OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, beautiful people. I'm grateful to life, I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for creating yet another opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. And I just ask that the time that we spend today, let it be very productive, let it be very fun, let it be entertaining, let it be educational, but most importantly, let it be uplifting to each and every one of our listeners as we center that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, and peace to each and every one of our listeners. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo. Gina the Great.
What it do? Yo, so, you win. It's apropos that today's value is about ancestors because as you're listening to this, you know, I spoke about a 40-day sugar-free or sugar-free 40 days to life. And yes. So just completed that a couple of days ago and super awesome. Really and truly, like I said before, they put sugar in so much of your things that it's really incredible. I've really substitute a lot of fruit. And like, luckily in the winter, it's a citrus season. So the pomelos, the oranges, all of them, the oranges, the clementines. They were all kinds of points this winter. So that really helped me from that standpoint. But the reason why I say it's apropos from the ancestors is that I did one of those DNA traits to see what works best for my DNA when it comes down to workout, food, vitamins, and all these things. And so I got my data from that. And it's interesting because it goes back to like, there is no one size fits all when it comes down to these things. What my diet is should not necessarily resemble what your diet is. And that's why some people are just like, well, I don't get it. I work out 5 days a week and I can't lose weight. Whereas somebody just can wake up and sneeze twice and, you know, lose the weight. It's because we do have different compositions, and that is based on our DNA history and our ancestor histories. And it is also based on like, even down to how we being of Caribbean descent and coming to North America with the same habits that we would, with the same eating habits in North America that we had in the Caribbean, where in the Caribbean, you're underneath hot sun and you're walking everywhere and you're like, you're really burning
everything
just by opening your own two eyes and in the sun. Whereas here, half of the year, we barely have sun. And when it's here, it's so far away, you can barely grasp it. But, you know, you're going to have roti with potato and chana and like basically carbs on carbs wrapped with carbs. And then, you know, a side of carbs because you need mac and cheese too. You need a mac and cheese.
You're only talking facts. Yeah.
And like that could make sense when you're in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But that does not make sense in this winter wonderland. And so like all those little aspects and things that we see, and I, even to that point, because of our ancestry and because of our DNA, we probably can break that down. But as you go generation to generation to generation that goes past it, they will start adapting to this, to whatever environment that they're in as well. And so that can start skewing that. And so it's important to understand how your body functions and how like that's come down the pipeline, because it's also understanding like what vitamins do you need that works well, what do you absorb well. Granted, those with melanin absorb vitamin D with ease, you know, but in my case, vitamin C is not something that I absorbed as was it vitamin C? I think it was vitamin C. I don't absorb that as well, so I got to make sure I pair it with the right, you know, vitamins to make sure that I absorb the right foods to absorb that. And so
there's a naturopath that that I work with, and I'm going to ask, she's an OFC member as well, but I'm going to invite her to be a guest, and because she has educated myself and Shai on, Our blood types, your blood type even impacts your diet.
That's
And
it. Yeah.
that was an eye-opener for me. Like, it was like, whoa, like, hold on. So it goes directly in line with what you're saying. It's just another variation of it, I guess. But it is something that a lot of people are not aware of, and they're not eating right for their blood type. They're not eating right for their blood for their bloodline, so to speak, or their ancestries to that point.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a really good discovery, and I'll give you guys an update on how that looks too, because I mean I'm not in a rush to go back into the sugar line. I've even like I told myself it's refined sugar, and I was still fine with using like maple syrup or honey. And quite frankly, thus far I've only really used maple syrup once, so I'm kind of fine with not having to add sweetener. However, every now and again, like the little parts of me were just like, man, I'd like a pancake right now, or I wouldn't mind a croissant. Then both things have sugar that we don't realize and how much sugar is in
Right.
there. I
Yeah.
just know now that I have to do a lot of things at home and use the maple syrups or the honeys or coconut sugar apparently is a low glycemic sweetener. So it's also knowing that you don't have to change everything in your life. I don't know how this became a health talk, but you don't have to change everything
I
in
know
your
it was about the ancestors, but I understand where we're going. Good. Yeah.
You just have to change what you're using. So you can still have your little piece of this and that and a third. You just change what you're using with that. I think dates is also something that a lot of cultures use as well, that has a lot of high fiber so it doesn't turn into sugars. Because that's the other thing. My joints feel so much better after the refined sugar.
Yo, okay, and not again, not to be too off topic, but on the same note, very random. It's an older movie, but have you seen They Clone Tyrone?
Yeah.
Now, I recently watched it, right? And I
It's
was
not
like,
that old. I'm pretty sure it's like last year, the Jamie Foxx movie.
yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it was
Yeah,
like last year or the year
it's
before
yeah,
last.
it's on Netflix, yeah. And the thing is, like, I don't know, like a couple of times, I would start watching it, lose interest, like I never got into the storyline, but this time I was just so happened to be multitasking, and then I was like, let me put this on in the background, and ended up really watching it for the first time. And like, I just bring it up because we were talking about sugar and different things like that. And, there's a whole premise. Sorry, a bit of a spoiler alert, but the whole premise is that, there's stuff happening, and like the system is completely brainwashing people. And whether it be through this quote unquote powder or whatever be the case, but like the joke is, it's almost like it's sugar that is ingrained in everything from like the chicken to like their grape juice to the thing. And
Yeah.
it really just showed like how we're really being controlled as a society. And then you watch it, you watch that movie, and you watch it with a perspective that, like this could be more than a movie. And then you just turn on the news, or you watch look outside, and you're like, it kind of seems like what is happening in that movie that they made a movie about is actually what's happening in real life. Like, people are really operating like they have no sense. They are completely out of control. And the joke is, like, being in the Caribbean now, like I see people lining up like as if like they have no sense for Kentucky and for Church's Chicken. And it's like, I'm
Oh, and
like,
I'm really alert. As you said that, I just realized that because and I was telling myself, it's like, why can't I concentrate on certain things and whatnot? And like, but I'm not gonna talk on that too much. I want to give myself another couple of weeks, and then we'll report back on that.
yeah, it could be deep, but anyway, so people, as you guys know, this is the last value within the OFC community. We are talking acknowledging the ancestors, and I just want to read it as I have it on the website. So this is value numero 8, so value number 8. And I have to preface it by saying, like, again, when we talk about acknowledging the ancestors, we're not talking religion. So, number 8, acknowledging the ancestors in everything. Remember and honor those who came before us, learning from their wisdom and experience. So, and I always have to preface it just because, unfortunately, as a people, we do try to find as many ways to divide ourselves as possible. And we're always trying to find a reason to say, no. You and I are different. So when we, and I say that because the fact that on more than one occasion I've made reference to the ancestors, and I've been questioned about what is the community organization's religious beliefs. And I'm like, no, when I'm saying acknowledging the ancestors, we're really just saying acknowledge those who came before us. And it is something that is an important thing within the OFC community, because the fact that we are ingrained in the respecting our forefathers, respecting those who came before us. And if you're a religious person, that really could mean respecting your Jesus, your Muhammad, your Allah, your Buddha, your God, your energy, your frequency, whatever it is, because you acknowledge that there's more to you than just you in this one physical life experience. And you acknowledge those who came before you. And you know that one day you yourself are going to be an ancestor and you're going to be a blessing to another individual who's coming up. So that is why it is an important aspect, especially in the times that we're in right now. We're evolving into a time where we're becoming way more spiritual than physical. Our consciousness is waking up. Our intuition is kicking in. So guys, like when you have that quote unquote gut feeling, it is your unseen guide explaining to you something, guiding you, showing you something. And like, I know I'm not the only person that looks back, first of all, tries to not regret, but looks back at circumstances where something subtly told me not to do that or to do that. And I went against it just because of my mind, just because of me second guessing. And that is, in the time that we're in right now, beautiful people, that is more real than anything. So you want to take that time to acknowledge, you want to take the time to acknowledge that there's something beyond the physical, beyond your physical understanding, beyond your two conscious eyes that you see. It's a value to be able to acknowledge that, acknowledge the whole, acknowledge what is, acknowledge what was, and acknowledge what is to be. So with that, beautiful people, this is another awesome episode. We have our guests who are joining us. They work with the group 3737. There's an amazing program that they have running right now to help educate those who are interested in getting involved in programming, coding, and different things like that of all ages. And this program has been running heavily on the east side of the city for a while. There's a lot of members within the French community that have benefited from the information, and now it is the responsibility, I like to say, of the OFC to help ensure that these programs are also available in the English-speaking community. So guys, sit back, stay tuned as we take a little pause for the cause, and then we'll be back with Parlay with the People. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think Mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logix for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logix. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out JavaLogix.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Farrell, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com. DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. So you guys already know I love to create spaces for members of the community, but so much, there's so much going on within this particular organization. They are partners of the OFC. You guys may know them as Le Groupe 37. They've been supporting the community. I'm proud to have them as members of our community. We collaborate on a lot of initiatives. And right now, as you guys know, we are all about building capacity and basically supporting individuals and business owners in their growth. And at the Group 3737, they have an amazing program called Code 3737. And we are blessed to have our brother, Michael, who is the coordinator of that program. And he's here to share with us a little bit about himself, who he is, a bit about his background, his role within 3737. And then he'll talk a little bit about the program. And this is awesome today, guys, because we're doing our Durpuhar, because we're touching base with Michael, Romeo, Joseph from Group 3737. And then we're going to pass the baton, and we're going to dive in with our brother Aldo, who also works with Group 3737 from Evo. And they, is it Evo Technology or Evo Design? I can't remember. But anyways, I'm going to clarify when he's on, and he'll talk a little bit more about him. And guys, you know how we get down here within the OFC Podcast Radio. Tout qu'on fait, c'est on est complètement bilingue. Ça arrive qu'on fait du franglais, on fait des choses qui est anglais, on fait des choses qui est français. Aujourd'hui, la rencontre va être plus ou moins en français, mais on va faire du franglais. Et quand c'est nécessaire, comme vous savez déjà, quand c'est hot, I'm going to translate it in English so you guys can get it as well. So, Brother Mike, welcome to the OFC Podcast Radio. Comment ça va, frère?
Merci pour l'accueil. Ça va très bien. Merci, et vous?
Good. Excellent. Merci beaucoup. Fait tout le monde sait, ils savent la façon que je get down sur l'émission. Avant qu'on rentre dans le business qui est le groupe 37-37, je voulais te donner juste un instant juste pour t'introduire à nos auditeurs. Is that how you say listeners in French? Say auditeurs?
Yes, so nos auditeurs.
That's it. Yeah. All right, go ahead, my brother. So if you could please introduce yourself for the people.
Parfait. Donc, moi, c'est Michael Romeo Joseph. Donc, je suis coordonnateur au sein du groupe 37-37 au niveau des programmes entrepreneuriaux. Donc, plus à un niveau personnel, ben, je suis un jeune homme de la communauté haïtienne à Montréal. Donc, j'ai grandi à Rivière-des-Prairies et à Laval, à Vimont.
Nice.
Donc, j'ai vu les deux côtés de la médaille, comme on dit.
Ouais.
Donc, j'ai gradué de l'université au HEC, donc en baccalauréat en administration des affaires,
okay,
en spécialisation en finance. Puis, j'ai vraiment fait un autre parcours de vie. Une fois que je suis rentré au groupe 3737, je suis devenu gestionnaire de programme. Mm-hmm. Mais je peux vraiment dire que je suis heureux parce que j'ai déjà travaillé dans d'autres institutions comme RBC, qui étaient des très bonnes institutions, mm-hmm, mais il n'y a rien qui est équivalent à travailler pour sa communauté, avec sa communauté. Donc,
talk about it.
I'm blessed.
That's what's up, my brother. Je suis content que tu aies dit ça parce que, oui, il faut mettre un petit axe dessus parce que vraiment, c'est comme le travail, les efforts qui sont faits au groupe 3737, encore, c'est incroyable. Et cette opportunité de créer des opportunités, ou cette, c'est quoi le mot que je cherche? C'est pas le pouvoir, mais cette capacité. Mm-hmm. You know, c'est la capacité d'être capable de créer des opportunités pour les jeunes dans notre communauté. Ça, c'est, that's the dream pour tout le monde, you know? Ça, c'est vraiment, c'est l'objectif de toutes les organisations d'être capable de fournir ça pour les membres dans notre communauté. Fait que c'est incroyable, c'est exceptionnel que, you know, vous êtes capable de bénéficier de ça. Et encore un autre shout-out pour le groupe 3737. Et Achman, pour ceux, peut-être que c'est la première fois qu'ils entendent du groupe 3737, est-ce que tu peux juste prendre quelques instants juste pour introduire l'organisation, qu'est-ce qu'ils font, etc.
Oui, donc le groupe 3737, c'est un incubateur d'entreprise. Donc, c'est un organisme à but non lucratif qui a vraiment comme objectif de vraiment véhiculer l'information aux communautés ethnoculturelles, en fait, de la diversité ethnoculturelle, pour pouvoir créer de la richesse. Donc, vraiment donner les ressources nécessaires, les opportunités, vraiment équiper les entrepreneurs de la meilleure façon qui soit, que ce soit à travers nos programmes, Il y a également de l'accompagnement individuel. On a également des programmes de support pour les organismes à but non lucratif qui fonctionnent très bien et qui permet justement de la création de richesses. Donc, je pense qu'on a depuis 2016, je pense qu'on a accompagné plus de 3 000 entrepreneurs, généré plus de 200 emplois, généré quasiment 200 millions de chiffres d'affaires depuis. Donc, on a vraiment un impact dans la communauté, que ce soit au Québec, mais à travers tout le Canada. Donc, c'est vraiment un bon organisme. Et ça a débuté au quartier Saint-Michel à Montréal-Nord. Donc, c'est vraiment un quartier qui était, comme on dit, défavorisé.
That's
On a
it.
réussi à faire, à partir de ce melting pot-là, quelque chose de beau. Donc, vraiment, une salutation spéciale à Friends et Ennemis. Et sa femme Vicky Joseph, qui sont les deux cofondateurs du groupe 3737. Donc, c'est leur vision de vie qui continue à prospérer aujourd'hui.
Bro, that was amazing. Et je vais répéter, and I'm going to just paraphrase for those who might not know and who's hearing about Group 3737. So just in a nutshell, they are an incubator. You can go to Group 3737 as a business owner, as an organization, as an entrepreneur. They have tons of different programs to support you in your development, in your growth, everything from getting access to financing. Now, the numbers are astronomical. Like, since they have started in 2026, they have been able to create over 200 jobs. They have been able to generate over $200 million in funding and in revenue to support members of the community, and they have helped over 3,000 organizations and business owners in development. So they are having a huge impact on our community. And again, special shout out to France Saint-Élémy and Vicky Joseph, who are also OFC members, so I'm definitely proud of having them as part of our community for what they're doing. And right now, we are benefiting from their vision that they had to create this kind of gem in Montreal North, which, for those who might not know, is probably one of the défavorisés. Is, in other words, it's like the not undesirable, but it's one of the roughest areas, one of the worst areas, they say, within. Well, shoot, it was within Quebec. It might even be in Canada.
Yeah, I think you're in Canada.
Yeah, it's within Canada. Yeah, praise to us, we got the worst place in in Canada, in Quebec. But just to say, the point isn't that it's the worst place. The point is that they were able to create this amazing incubator right in the heart of that place and create opportunities for people who are out there. So kudos to them. Est-ce que j'ai bien fait le résumé? C'est pas
Oui,
un
c'est un très bon résumé.
Yeah, a good recap, yo.
Yes.
Good. J'ai un peu pratique, but that was off the top of my head. I tried to capture all the key points that you dropped there. So, merci encore pour la quick. Maintenant, fait qu'on est ici pour parler du programme, le code 3737. All right? Fait que toi, tu joues le rôle de coordinateur. Fait que comment, en termes de rôle de coordinateur, c'est qu'est-ce que tu coordonnes? Tu co What are you coordinating?
Donc, vraiment, c'est moi qui m'occupe des inscriptions des membres. Donc, toutes les entre que ce soit des entrepreneurs ou monsieur, madame, tout le monde, tous ceux qui veulent vraiment connaître la base de l'informatique, de la programmation, donc ils peuvent soit s'inscrire directement sur le site du groupe 3737 ou bien rentrer directement en communication avec moi. Donc, moi, je suis en mesure de vraiment les guider vers les cours. Donc, c'est des cours qui durent il y a plusieurs blocs. Donc, c'est des blocs de 3 mois-ish. Donc, le premier bloc, c'est de vraiment aucun préalable. N'importe qui a pas de connaissances ou très peu de connaissances, on fait vraiment les bases de l'informatique, de comment un ordinateur fonctionne, comment programmer, jusqu'à atteindre un niveau minimum de codage. Donc, pour
Okay,
pouvoir
so hold on. This is big. I want to make sure I repeat this for the
coder.
listeners out there, because I know because it's something people need. Je sais, il y a beaucoup de gens qui peuvent bénéficier de cette opportunité, de cette programme. So the first, like the program, the Code 3737 supports people from the base, meaning this is how you turn on your computer, guys, and this is where we're going, right? So this is from the base, so you could be as beginner as there to the point where they can support you up until your coding. Right. So now, and that is a huge thing. And the programs run for about 3 months ish. So that's what it is. And est-ce que les programmes pour l'instant, parce que si j'ai bien compris, les programmes pour l'instant, ils sont plus francophones. And that's why we're doing this, so that we can create an opportunity for the anglophone community to also benefit. Est-ce que ça, c'est correct?
Oui,
C'est.
exactement.
So,
Donc
guys,
là,
so
on a
yeah.
ouvert un pipeline anglophone. Donc, avec un nombre environ minimum de 15 personnes, on
Okay.
peut démarrer des cordes en anglais, puis
Guys,
commencer le
that's.
processus avec.
Let's do it, guys. And again, this is why we're here. So people who are out there, specific, not like especially those who are within the Anglophone community. Of course, as you guys hear, the program is open for English and French. And there are French cohorts already running. For us to get an English cohort, we only need 15 people who want to participate in this program, guys. 15 people who want to learn how to code, not necessarily how to code, but who want to get involved, who want to understand how computers work, who want to understand how the programs and stuff work. We could create a cohort with minimum 15 people. As you guys know, the OFC, we create these spaces for you guys to know what is coming up and how you can get involved. So this is one of these opportunities. We want you guys to sign up to be able to participate in this program. C'est quoi le
Manquer un
coût?
détail très important,
Ah oui.
c'est que c'est gratuit, donc il n'y a pas une
That's.
scène qui est dépensée là-dedans.
I wanted to make it dramatic. That's why I didn't say it. I wanted a dramatic entrance.
I'm sorry.
No, that was good. That was good. So good. Like, no, on est là, guys. That so basically the pièce de résistance, my little drum roll, blah, 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 bam, is that the course is free, guys. You cannot beat that price. $3.99. You cannot beat that price. But now, okay, Michael, I'm gonna put you on the hot seat right now, Arthur. I have some questions to ask you. Just tell them that what do people need to have? Est-ce qu'on a besoin d'avoir notre propre ordinateur pour participer? Do we need our own computers to participate?
Oui, parce que les cours sont en ligne. Donc,
Aha.
faut pouvoir
Okay.
suivre en ligne.
Good. So, guys, so your computer, you do need to have a computer, because the courses are online, which is I am sorry to say even better, but you guys know how it is. It's winter, it's retired, we only have so much time. Being able to take the course from the comfort of your own home is ideal, but you need to have your own computer. All right. And you know, there used to be a program where we're even able to provide computers for people. That was through the summit. Pour des personnes âgées and pour des jeunes, but anyways, guys, that ship done sailed. So I don't know. Like, if you don't have a computer right now, you gotta holler. We don't know where to get your computer. What's what we could do, but the point is, first round, you need to at least have a computer that you can work on. Okay, well, c'est quoi les autres choses qu'on avait besoin pour être capable de participer?
En fait, c'est pas mal tout ce qu'il faut.
That's
Un
it,
ordinateur. Oui.
guys. And then, okay, what about the disponibility? When are the courses? What time? What days? How does that work?
C'est sûr que les journées qu'on a choisies, c'est vraiment dépendamment des disponibilités de la majorité. Donc,
Nice.
s'il y a une majorité anglophone qui dit qu'ils veulent, exemple, plus le mercredi, vendredi, samedi, on peut s'adapter pour leur situation. Mais ça, on va vraiment écouter la majorité et l'autre minorité va devoir s'adapter. Mais au moins, c'est en virtuel, donc c'est quand même assez flexible.
C'est ça. Guys, this is right in line with how I operate, because the course, for those who didn't catch that, the time and the date is based off of you all. And you guys know I love that, because everything we do is for you guys in terms of members of our community. So we like to cater to you. So the courses are very flexible and will always go with the majority. So if the majority guys choose a Sunday afternoon, then that's when the courses are. Saturday during the week, whatever be the case, but we will listen to what is best for you all in terms of member of the community, and then adjust the courses accordingly. And then obviously the minorities who voted against the majority, well, you know, you guys have to move to suit. But again, like Brother Michael is just saying, the courses are online, so it's pretty flexible. You know, for the most part, you should be able to participate. Well, like, I think encore, you know, kudos au groupe 3737. Ça fait combien de temps que cette cour existe?
En fait, c'était là depuis un bon bout, mais c'était un autre département qui s'en occupait. Donc moi, ça fait moins de... C'est depuis le mois de juin dernier qu'il
Wow.
a pris le flambeau.
OK, very nice. Non, et
Ouais.
je sais parce que comme j'entends beaucoup de feedback positif. Like I get a lot of positive feedback from people who go through this particular program. Comme on sait, notre frère Aldo, et on va parler un peu plus d'Aldo. Aldo va aller juste un peu plus en profondeur en termes de, les programmes, les détails du programme même, et un peu de son compagnie aussi. Mais c'est, je sais la façon que Aldo et son équipe, ils prennent soin des membres de la communauté. They really care, like Aldo and his team, they do really care for the members of the community. And like I said, we're just hearing a lot of positive feedback from this initiative, is why I'm like, hey, I'm hearing all this goodness. Let's make sure the English community is benefiting from it as well. So now, frère, est-ce que tu peux partager les contacts pour les gens maintenant qui veulent s'impliquer? Attends, avant qu'on parle des contacts, est-ce qu'on a comme une date limite qu'on veut que tout le monde, en juste s'ils sont intéressés, qu'il y ait une date limite pour qu'ils s'impliquent?
C'est sûr que l'idéal, c'est avant le 6 janvier prochain, mais
OK.
compte tenu que c'est assez serré, je vais pouvoir, parce que comme vous l'avez dit un petit peu plus tôt, l'équipe de Aldo, Alvin, Robert, Félix sont quand même assez flexibles au niveau des personnes de la communauté. Donc, s'il y a une cohorte anglophone qu'on peut démarrer un peu plus tard, il n'y a pas de problème par rapport à ça. Donc, il y a toujours une manière de s'adapter.
Good, ça c'est parfait parce que comme les gens ils savent, on prend juste tous nos épisodes. Fait que je pense que celle-là va sortir comme, je pense, le 2 janvier. Fait que ça donne pas beaucoup de temps.
Ouais, exactement.
Ça donne pas beaucoup de temps. Fait qu'on va poser pour que on peut prolonger un peu notre date limite. Peut-être la deuxième semaine en janvier, juste pour donner le temps après que les gens entendent cette interview. Maintenant, ils vont être tout excités. We want
On
to
peut
give
aller
them a little bit of time.
on peut aller à votre rythme.
Yeah,
On
good,
pourra
guys. So
s'adapter.
that's what it is, guys. We are here to create these opportunities for you guys. So although the deadline, we do want you guys in before the 6th, understanding that when you hear this interview, it's either going to be really tight or shoot, it might play on the 9th. So the 6th would have been a couple of days ago. We're going to see. We'll try to push it in and squeeze it in so you guys are part of it. But just know, don't feel any kind of way because at the end of the day, what we do is for the people and by the people. So if it is that you guys are hearing this, you want to participate, it is after the proposed deadline. We're going to work with you guys. Frère, est-ce que tu peux juste partager les contacts pour les gens qui sont intéressés et veulent participer?
Je vais pouvoir vous envoyer un lien, mais sinon, les entrepreneurs ou les membres de la communauté peuvent directement me contacter. Donc, mon courriel, tu pourras le répéter en anglais, mais c'est M comme maman, Joseph, Josepas, à commercial groupe 3737.com. Donc, je suis toujours joignable et je réponds à mes courriels. Donc, juste me spécifier que c'est pour le code 3737, puis je vais pouvoir faire la mise en relation.
Mets ton courriel dans le chat pour moi, s'il vous plaît. Je vais le répéter. Et puis, so guys, for those who are interested, first of all, you guys already know, you could just contact the OFC and we're here to coordinate to do that bridge. Aldo is a member of the OFC, so you'll be able to just check his profile out and you can contact him directly. He could put you directly in contact. And I'm going to repeat our brother Michael's email for you. So that's M Joseph, that's Joseph at Group 3737, that's group with an E, so French, or group, Groupe, 3737.com. Send a message, send an email, just let them know that it's about code 3737. Shoot, let them know it came from the OFC, you heard podcast radio, so he knows, oh, you're part of that collective. All right, and he'll take care of you. Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot on count, tell me nos interviews. J'aime donner à nos invités une opportunité de laisser nos auditeurs, pardon, avec un mot d'encouragement, un what we call words of empowerment. Juste un petit n'importe quoi. Like just to lift up people's spirits, just to encourage them, just to give them some vibes. Our show, we used to be the OFC, and we used to be the Empower Hour. So, but we changed the name to Podcast Radio, but we still like to empower the community. So do you have some words of empowerment that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Ce que je pourrais dire d'une expérience personnelle, c'est que vous devez toujours croire en vous. Vous avez toujours un potentiel en dedans de vous. C'est si vous ne croyez pas en vous ou vous ne trouvez pas quelqu'un qui vous pousse à aller plus loin, vous n'allez jamais savoir qu'est-ce que vous êtes capable de faire. Ça me fait penser à un quote de Bob Marley que j'ai souvent gardé avec moi. C'est on sait jamais à quel point qu'on est fort tant qu'on n'a pas le choix d'être fort.
Hey.
J'avais gardé ce quote-là tout au long de ma vie, puis ça m'a toujours porté fruit. Croyez en vous et entourez-vous des personnes qui peuvent vous élever vers le haut et pas du monde qui font combler vos erreurs.
My brother, thank you for that. Yo, still hot, G. Good job, mais encore, je suis content d'être capable de créer ces opportunités pour les membres de la communauté. Le OFC, on est là pour ça. On est là pour faire des ponts entre la communauté anglophone et francophone. On est là pour faire des ponts entre les personnes qui partagent les mêmes valeurs. Et on est là pour créer des opportunités et pour vous aider, pour soutenir les personnes à accomplir. How do you say it in English? To maximize their potential. On veut vraiment, you know, like we want to make sure our community is maximizing their potential. And so we're glad to be able to create these opportunities. And kudos, congratulations to you. This was your first interview, your first podcast. You did great.
Yes.
Bah, 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 bah.
Thank you very much.
Don't worry, there's going to be millions of people that's going to hear this all over the world. And they're and you don't need to worry. You did a great job, my G. So again, a
Parfait,
big
merci
shout out to
beaucoup.
you. A big shout out to the group 3737. Shout out to Sister Madeleine. Shout out Madeleine, pardon.
Madeleine.
To Greg Excellence, the whole nine. Franz, Vicky, and Louis Edgar. Shoot, Ed, Jason, the whole nine. You guys, big up yourselves. You guys.
Mais également, merci à toi, hein, pour m'avoir dans cette émission-là et pouvoir justement partager cette opportunité-là avec la communauté.
Ah, ça nous fait plaisir, frère. On est là pour ça. Avec ça, on va prendre une pause pour la cause. Un instant.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Great.
What the facts is going on? So last week, I alluded on Ruby Bridges, and I said I was going to read her whole story today. And I'm going to tack on another, you know, strong Black woman in history while I'm at it too, because I came across another article on some of the legacy women of the Haitian Revolution. So let's
Isn't
talk
the Haitian
about
Revolution?
The Haitian Revolution, yes, sir.
All right, sac passé, I love it.
We all know Toussaint, and we're going to talk about the women who also were part of the revolution. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about Ruby Bridges, who was the first Black child to integrate in an all-white public elementary school in Louisiana. And again, to note, she had turned 70 last year. So Ruby Nell Bridges was born on September 8th, 1954, in Tylertown, Mississippi, the same year the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional. In 1958, her family moved to New Orleans in order to, in search of better opportunities. And on November 14th, 1960, at just 6 years old, Ruby became the first African-American student to attend the all-white William France Elementary School and escorted by federal marshals as she faced intense racial hostility. Her family's commitment to desegregation came at a cost. Her father lost his job. Her grandparents were evicted from their farm in Mississippi. And in 1964, Norman Rockwell immortalized her bravery in his painting, The Problem We All Live With, which highlighted the racial tension of the time. Years later, in 1993, Ruby founded the Ruby Bridges Foundation to promote tolerance and educational opportunities. In 1995, a child psychiatrist, Robert Coles, published The Story of Ruby Bridges, a children's book recounting her experiences and in 1998, a Disney released a television movie about her called Ruby Bridges. I don't remember that movie, personally.
Not at all. I never heard of that. Check that out.
Yeah. So her contributions were nationally recognized in 2000 when President Bill Clinton awarded her with a Presidential Citizens Medal. And in 2011, Ruby met President Barack Obama at the White House, where they viewed Rockwell's iconic painting displayed in the West Wing for the 50th anniversary of her school integration. I wonder if they took that painting down now that Trump's in the office. In 2014, the statue of her was unveiled at the William France Elementary School, commemorating her role in history. Continuing her advocacy, Ruby published This Is Your Time in 2020, encouraging young people to keep fighting for equality and justice. Her courage and long dedication to civil rights remains an inspiration for generations to come. And so it had said that today, which was a few weeks back, actually it was last week, Ruby Bridges continues her activism throughout the Ruby Bridges Foundation, promoting education, tolerance, and anti-racism initiatives. She leads the annual Ruby Bridges Walk to School Day, encouraging students to engage in discussions on social justice. She remains an active public speaker and was recently inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. So that's a full story on Ruby Bridges. But of course, as I mentioned, you can also go watch the movie of Ruby Bridges, the story of the first Black little girl to attend an unsegregated school in Louisiana.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. I think I might watch it on Disney tonight self. That's not I okay. Forgive my ignorance, because when I heard Disney, I just assumed it was going to be a cartoon. But I am
No.
going to go. What I know, I know. I'm going to watch it. It looks like amazing. It looks like an amazing story. I'm going to check it tonight.
And so while we're talking about great women, today I want to talk about Sanité Belair, 1781 to 1802, the warrior and martyr. Sanité Belair was a lieutenant in the Haitian Indigenous Army and a fierce fighter against French oppression. Alongside her husband, General Charles Belair, she participated in several strategic battles. She was captured by the French troops in 1802, and she refused to submit and was executed as a heroine, standing strong and fearless. I'll probably do two each week until we go through them.
Nice.
Cécile Fatima, the priestess and the spirit of rebellion. Cécile Fatima played a key role during the Bois Caïman ceremony in August 1791. As a voodoo priestess, she inspired and empowered the revolting slaves, providing them with the spiritual strength needed to rise against their oppressors and spark the insurrection. So those are two women who were part of the revolution that created a mark in history.
The answer, can you, like, just for those who might not know the definition of the word, so she sparked what, like, the
definition of what word, sorry,
the insurrection, you said, the
rebellion, revolution,
right? Yeah, you're saying, but she sparked a revolution.
No, these were just heroines who these were important women who were legacy women in the Haitian Revolution.
Okay, but they okay,
part.
Got it. They were a part of the revolution. Okay, sorry.
Yes.
That's what I was like, wait, what did you just say? I was like, I think she should have got more props if she was part of the let's get this started.
Well, not get this started the whole war, but so Cecile Fatima, they're saying that she was a spiritual strength that they needed to rise against their oppressor and spark the insurrection. So like, you know, she did spark insurrection, but you know, it was a revolution in and of itself.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. And you see that spiritual part? Very fitting. The ancestors. She was like, yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but we need to invoke some energies right now if we're gonna make this thing work.
So a motivational thing that I came across, if, you know, we all talk about how, you know, groceries are kind of getting up there.
Yeah.
And there's a whole trend about the cost of eggs in all these different places. And they were showing like the cost of eggs in Hawaii, which was like was insane in cost. Then someone showed what it costs in like, I think it was Nunavut that they were showing. And the cost of groceries in Nunavut is outrageous. Like, I'm talking like ketchup is $36.
I know, it's nuts, and it's because there's no governance out there. Like, there's no, it's like you can't get food, so it's like I'm gonna charge you whatever I want.
Yeah. And I mean, when I think about these things, I'm just like, so you came and you it was a genocide of a people, and they're just like, okay, we'll give you land. And like, again, I'm ignorant to know whether or not these were the native lands that they were, or if these were people who were also just pushed to the north. But like, so now you have them in lands where they can't grow their food and all these different things. Anyways, that's a whole other thing. That was not the subject at hand.
Yeah, but it is crazy though. It is
It is
crazy.
crazy.
We have a member out there, just to tell you. Like, so I communicate with her, and it's not it ain't nice. Like the 10 minutes of sun that they get sometimes, like the winters are wintering. Like, you think it's crazy out here, picture
Ooh.
out there. Anyways.
No, I can't even take this winter. Ain't no way. Ain't no ain't way.
And then if you want to go see her, the flight's like $5,000. I'm like, what? Like, it's some crazy, and again, it's all about
And it's not, and
monopoly.
you have to fly there, right?
Of
Like, it's not
course,
like you can
and it's all monopoly. It's all because they're like, yo, we're the only airline going out here. You want to come? Beaucoup argent. You want to eat?
I remember
Beaucoup argent.
way back when I was looking at my graduation and like what I was gonna do after I graduate, and Crystal's mom was talking to me about like or she had mentioned, you can get internships or like jobs in Kuujjuaq for lots of money, but you have to like you go out there for months on end and you have to go out there prepared and you have to fly there because you can't drive there even though it's in Quebec. So there's like no roads, like the roads finish at some point, and they're just like, well, from here you got to figure your own way out. Like, well, basically you have to fly. And my mom had an opportunity like that too. They wanted her to go somewhere up north too. And like, yeah, the money's great, but they're like, you gotta make sure you pack like your foods in this, that, and third, because like an apple costs X amount of dollars out there.
And your mental health has to be on a point because it's a lot of solitude.
Yeah, absolutely. So to that point, if you're looking for eggs, if your family eats a lot of eggs and you need a lot of eggs, there's actually a venture just outside of Montreal that you can grab fresh farm-raised eggs at Pondoir HDJJ in Repentigny for a great price. So at the farm, you go directly there. It's farm fred. They sell their eggs for $3.50 the dozen.
What?
Yep, $3.50
No.
a dozen.
Wait. Farmed eggs at $3.50 a dozen?
Yep.
Not each. Sorry.
Nope. A
One egg.
dozen. But the real bargain is if you buy in bulk, it's $8.75 for 30 eggs, which
Yo,
brings it down to
say,
29 cents
Jen,
a
what
dozen.
you're talking, because like, because we have a member that sells open range eggs. Like, so their chickens are not are they're fed organic, they're grown very free range type of thing. But I think those eggs go for between $10 to $15 a dozen. I don't think we I've never seen them as low as 350 a dozen. That is next level.
It's good to know whether or not, I don't know if they're free range here too, and organic is a whole other thing.
Okay.
But
Got
and
it.
they also mentioned that they often run promotions when their chickens are a little more productive, so you might even get it for a little cheaper too.
Okay, well, in the winter they're less productive from whatever, again, from just because we have a member who does sell eggs too. But hey, yo, right now with this economy,
Economy, yep.
it is what it is. But it is blessed. We are grateful because in the event that this grocery store is no longer selling, you know, you could come to the OFC and you could always get eggs. We got the hookups.
Get your egg hook up. Another great in great news, Korean scientists unveil technology that reverts cancer cells to normal. So apparently there's scientists at the Korean Advanced Institution of Science and Technology that's led by Professor Kwang Hwan Cho, and they have developed a new cancer treatment that reprograms colon cancer cells to function like normal cells instead of destroying them. Unlike traditional treatments that may damage healthy tissue and lead to reoccurrence, this method focuses on reversing the transformation of cancer cells to reduce such risks effectively. So through advanced gene modeling, researchers identified the key molecular switches, offering new hope for safer and more effective cancer therapies in the future.
Wow.
So, and I think that's so important. And we spoke like this months back, and it was we're talking about a stem cell a black stem cell scientist who was looking into the fact that why are we doing chemotherapy as a whole and just breaking down the whole body as opposed to fighting like lasers or whatnot that can go directly to where the source of the problem is.
Yeah, I remember
And
that, yeah.
yeah, so it looks like that's the mindset that people are looking at now instead of like having to go through the radiation or the chemotherapy that's just breaking down everything and then you have to rebuild back up. I like where this is going. And of course, understanding, I think we have to have a strong understanding that prevention is the best medicine in all things that we do. And so, how you eat and how your lifestyle is, because we understand that stress is a strong proponent to getting sick. And of course, the things that you put in your body as well. But in the situations where, you haven't had the chance to be preventative, and or again, life can be lifing, and so things can happen. It's nice to see that they're going more into a cure that isn't just literally breaking down bodies for.
I'm so happy to hear that because I've always like I've it has always saddened me for lack of a better term. Like I know people have to go through it. When they like we all wonder at that point and they have to go through chemo, but it's the whole concept. It's just like when I understood what it was, I was like, is
Yeah.
there not a better way? So I'm really glad that science is kicking in and people are looking at different things and you know what I mean? So again, like, 'cause life is lifing and what we do want to help to preserve life, although we're up against a system that seems to be trying to eradicate it. So,
Well,
you know what I
especially in North
mean?
America, but I digress.
Yeah. Population control, digress.
On that note, being March and again being a Women's Month and the International Women's Month and et cetera, my trivia is woman focus.
Yay,
And
I love women. Go ahead.
in all fairness, I will admit that I'm sure that all of these for these question and answers, we may not necessarily know who these women are or were. We will after trivia because that is the point
Yeah.
of learning that. And so therefore, this trivia will be multiple choice question. Or
Sweet.
multiple choice questions. All right, are you ready?
Very ready.
Pregunta número uno. Which
Wait,
of
what was that one of the questions? What?
No, that was question number one. Which artist was known for her self-portraits and depiction of Mexican folk culture? Tamara de Lempicka, Frida Kahlo, Teresa Berga.
Rita.
It definitely is Frida.
Bam, 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 bam.
Everybody knows Frida. You know Frida even if you don't know Frida. She's got that one eyebrow.
That's what I figured. I was like, that sounds like the one eyebrow lady.
It is the one eyebrow lady,
No
yes.
disrespect.
Which disability and woman's right activist was known for being the first deaf blind person to write a book and earn a bachelor's degree?
Helen Keller. Bam, 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 bam.
It's Helen Keller. Oh, look at that. No multiple choice needed.
I told you I love women.
Next question. Rosa Parks' activism led to which key moment in the civil rights movement?
Montgomery bus strike. Bam, bam, bam,
Montgomery bus boycott. That is correct.
bam. Which I feel we need a little more of in Montreal these days. Genuinely, right across the board. Like, we should be boycotting something with these gas prices for no reason are just getting dumb. So we need to be boycotting something just so that needs to stop. But anyways.
And as we say, Montgomery, I'm wondering because I'm sure there probably are more than one Montgomerys in the U.S. But I wonder if it's the same Montgomery where they had the Montgomery Brawl. Remember that River Falls
Yes.
Brawl?
Oh my gosh, that was a great day in Black history, according to a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I feel like it was. I'm sure I saw a comment where someone was like, "They must not know where they were.
You're right. Oh
They
my
don't know how
God.
to get down in Montgomery.
Yeah, we could
They were
catch up.
not aware." Because this is a Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, actually, I think it was, isn't it? Hold on, we're gonna do a little quick. Rosa Parks. Was she in Alabama?
I feel like it was. It just sounds right. But you know me, I don't be fact
It
checking
wasn't.
stuff.
Yes, actually, yes, it is. It was in Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, don't play with Montgomery. They out you. Next question. Who is known for being the first African American prima ballerina? Anne Bina Sims, Aisha Ash, Janet Collins.
Oh wow. Okay. So I'm way off. I was like, it's not Debbie Allen. She was Okay. Let me get the names again because now I'm just going off the energy.
Anne Bina Sims, Aisha Ash, Janet Collins.
Let's go with Janet Collins, but
Well, you are correct.
yeah, it's energy.
You are correct. That was some good utilization of energy, if I may say
Yeah.
so myself.
Thank you. I try.
So, I don't know if you knew this, but who wrote the classic gothic novel Frankenstein? Did you know it was a woman?
I did not know it was a woman, nor did I know it was a melanated woman for that. Melanin dominant woman.
No one said it. She was.
Oh, no, she's not. Oh, okay, sorry.
I
I
mean, I don't
thought.
know, but this is just a woman's trivia. It's just about women.
Okay.
So the choices are Mary Shelley, Virginia Woolf, or Margaret Atwood.
I'm gonna go with Virginia Woolf, but again, that's just a shot. Trying to die.
Feel like you said Virginia Woolf because she has Woolf in her name, and Frankenstein is like, not that he's a wolf, but it is giving in that like
It's
monster category.
totally what how the process went in the brain.
Yeah,
Totally.
but no, it's Mary Shelley.
Okay. See, it just Mary Shelley just sounded too nice to do Frankenstein. It sounds like you would, yeah, your name just sounds too nice. What? I'm
Okay.
talking, it's just how it went in my
Hey,
brain.
sometimes the energy takes you one way and sometimes it takes you another.
Actually, to be honest, I didn't even use energy on that one. Probably if I did, like I told you my thought process. Energy and thought process are two completely different
That
things.
is, you said Wolf, Frankenstein, monsters, same stuff.
Yeah, thank you. You get it.
Got it. Simone Biles is the most decorated athlete in which of the following sports?
Like, well, she's a gymnast, so,
Okay,
but
I was like, that's why I didn't even give you the three choices.
yeah. I
Okay.
was like, I was about to, I was like, is she doing other sports? Because like I wouldn't be surprised. She's
She's
so
doing
dope.
other? I think she might retire though. I felt like she made a comment like, at some point it just becomes unfair and like.
Oh, I love melanated dominant people. Like,
So,
come on, challenge me, guys. Challenge me.
no, and that it's like other people should be able to win too. You know what I mean? She's like,
Yeah,
I
she's
have
so
a lot of
nice.
medals. Other
She's so
people can
nice.
win too. So, Malala Yousafzai is the world's youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate for her work in which cause? Education of women and children, promoting the rights of refugees, or contributing to sustainable development.
Lala. Let's go with sustainable development.
She was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate for her work in education of women and children.
Really? Oh, okay. So then I was way off because my second guess was human rights.
Well, fair enough. And that just reminded me, so my niece Amelia, when she was younger, and she would name the people in her class, right? She would name all these people and just like, okay, who's coming to your birthday? And she named the children, and she would go, Malala. And then I was like, who's this Malala person, right? And then we come to find out later down the line, she couldn't say Amelia. So she'd go, Malala. And then her tongue would do this little jiggle 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 thing this whole time. So she was just basically, she was naming herself in her class in third person
Nice.
for like a solid 6 to 8 months. And then
Nice.
got to the Amelia part. But I miss those days because when kids do such cute things.
Yes.
That's what my nephew used to call Milo. He couldn't say Milo when he was a baby, when he was a kid. And my nephew's about to be 13 this year, so these are years back. But he used to call him Manny. So he'd be like, Manny! I was like, his name is Milo. Where's Manny coming from? But just children
Oh,
is
children, you gotta love them.
awesome. Well, on that note, last question. Which abolitionist was known as Moses in the Underground Railroad?
Harriet Tubman.
That's right.
I feel there's not enough people naming their children Harriet Tubman. Like, that should be somebody's first and last name together. Harriet Tubman, come here now. Harriet Tubman Freeman. Anyway. Yeah, I know. Don't. Just go ahead.
You be liking them old names. Like, don't look like it's a good thing you don't have any more kids. Like, you'd be calling some child Marjorie or something, or
Yo, my children have
20.
awesome names. Magnificent, phenomenal. Other than there's Huey Dillon, but you know.
Magnificent.
And Zynga. And her middle name is Magnificent. And Zynga
Oh, but you know, okay,
Magnificent.
I didn't realize her middle name. You know what? I clearly forgot. Because when you said magnificent, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's in Zynga though. I mean, I'm not gonna correct you when you're right, because that's your child, so you obviously know your child's name.
And it's funny how life happened. A Phenomenal's first name was supposed to be Isis. It's supposed to be Isis Phenomenal. And then intuitively, the spirit, her spirit was like, my name is Phenomenal, get it correct. And I was like, okay, Phenomenal Isis. And then the opposite happened in Zynga. And Zynga was supposed to be Magnificent in Zynga. And it was like, nah, I'm in Zynga. Calm down with all that. Just keep that Magnificent.
Well, I don't think people understand that when you sit in your silence, like your children speak to you, right?
Yeah, clear as day. It's clear as day. Just be real confident and just know that your children will give you their names, and they will. Like, you
Yes.
know,
And then you can call it what you want to call it. Gut instinct, I heard, I felt, I couldn't stop getting this out of my mind. These are all ways for that spiritual connection with unborn children. Sometimes born, because sometimes kids, it takes a week or so before you find the name. You keep coming across something all the time. These are all signs to give the children the name that they so choose, or who they are.
Well, that's totally fitting for the for our episode about the ancestors, because it's the guides.
You.
And a lot of our children are ancestors reincarnated, well conscious, coming back to be like,
Okay.
hey, take two skis, we're back again. I
Take
keep
two. You know, there's
saying
certain
two.
words. Now you say reincarnated. I can't say that unless I say it in the K dot Kendrick Lamar voice. Kendrick Lamar voice.
That is a good track, though. Anyways, I'm gonna play that. Okay.
On that note, I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, and Drew in the Stew. Do you have any shout-outs?
Well, I've been having an awesome time with the OFC community as usual. We are in full swing of our OFC programs that match up members on a one-on-one. And I have to say, just in the times that we're in, it's awesome. It's awesome to see people taking the time to get to know each other, taking the time to build. Like I tell everybody, you don't want to get insurance after something happens. In the same time, you don't want to get to know people when shit is hitting the fan. So take the time to get to know people now. Take the time to build relationships now, because you never know how those relationships are going to support you in the future. It's just like, that's really what it is. So I just want to take this moment to give a huge shout out to all OFC members out there. In the past weeks, also Wes Malika Ford, the president, managing director at Westcan, celebrated birthday. So huge shout out to Antelika, and shout out to Neff. Her sweet 16 is coming up, so shout out to Nefertari as well, and everybody else who's celebrating out there. Just sending you guys love and light and strength.
Oh yes, happy birthday, Neffy. That'd be tomorrow. I want to shout out my neighbor, because like a good neighbor, State Farm can help. And there's also bad neighbors, and I want to appreciate my neighbor. And this my neighbor, not in my current location, but my other spot. I have one neighbor who's just complaining about my tenant having stuff on the balcony. And I hit up my other neighbor because they're just like, oh, they got too much stuff to sign there, blah, blah, blah. I hit up my other neighbor. She's like, oh, don't worry, I'll take a picture for you. I'll send it to you. Da, da, da. She does this thing. And I'm like, I was so annoyed because the neighbor sent me the message over the week. And I was so annoyed when I got that message because she got a little spicy. I'm just like, don't take my niceness for granted, because like, I'm very low key with everything. I don't ask for much, but don't come for me unless I send for you, because it's going to be a bad time. And so, shout out to my neighbor who did more than she needed to, sent me pics, I was like, okay, cool. I'm not the one crazy, right? She's like, nope, double down. You're not crazy. Understand, people out there, if you're going to choose to live in attached homes, condos, all these different things, however you choose to live in your space, if you don't want to leverage your balcony in the space that you have, and your neighbors decide to have plants and this, that, and the third on their side, don't be upset. I don't want to hear it.
Don't waste anybody's time with that.
Don't waste my time. You can have your boring balcony with your one singular chair, and everyone else doesn't have to be like you. So I want to shout out the good neighbors out there that you live and let live, and that, you know, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.